Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev Tzion. Remorani Marasi Sheyichyu for Golan ben Gavriela Mata Medvora, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Sima, Yom Simcha ben Adina Minya, and for Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida, Chai Chafeya Maras Vichadaz Basia, Dina Bracha Ves Esther Adas, and Chavas Vichaim Simcholim Eletz Lazea, Moshe Ben Shemrai Son Moshe Mordechai, Rodina Krakus Lita Hemuchal Anulim Eleim. And we're going to be learning Siyata Dishmaya. It's now Parsha Zachar. I'd like to talk about Amalek in Yoni Diyema. The end of Parsha Bishalach, what we don't read in Parsha Zachar. It says in the Torah Kedosha, Videi Moshe Kvedos, and we're fighting against Amalek. The hands of Moshe were heavy. Vayichoy Miyasim Atachta Vayishav Alani. They took a stone, they placed it under him, and he sat on it. Baran b'chutam chuyad mizechad mizeh v'echad mizeh. Mizechad mizechad v'hiyodah b'munad boi ha-shemesh. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, each one on either side. And his hands were faithful until the coming of the sun. So again, we have the hands of Moshe being heavy, taking a stone, placing the stone under him. Sits on it, Aaron and Hur holding up his hands, and his hands are faithful until the sun sets. So we have to understand. First of all, and this is based in the Torah of Moed Rabbeinu Mo'en Eilu Shmuel Zichro Tavis Nefesh, Hakohen Gadol Reb David Zatzal. What's the nafkamina for Taras Netzach that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy and he needed help from Hur and Aaron? To hold up his hands. Lama zeh chashuv lanu ladat b'torat netzach. Zeh reshit kol. The Al Shechazar made on this nekuda. Why we have to know this whole story. We also have to understand where it says vayikhu, Rashi says Aaron v'chur. Asim kacha, Lama lo ne'amar vayitmachu biyoda. Why does it have to say it again? In other words, it says vayikhu even. Who's vayikhu? Aaron and Hur. Aaron and Hur took a stone, and Moshe Rabbeinu sits on the stone. So why then does it have to say again v'aaron v'chur tamchu biyoda? If vayikhu even is referring to Aaron and Hur, so then just say since the pasuk is already talking about it, you have to mention their names again. Vayikhu, they took Aaron and Hur. So then say, Vayitmachu biyadav, and they held up his arms. Why does it have to say Aaron and Hur again when Vayikhu is already referring to Aaron and Hur? It says earlier, Pasuk Yud, this is Perek Yitzayim and Pasuk Yud Bey. It says in Pasuk Yud, Vayas Yoshua Kasher Amar Lo Moshe Lelechem Bamalek, O Moshe, Aaron V'chur, Alu Rosh HaGiva. So we know that they're with Moshe on the top of the Giva. They're with Moshe there, so Memelu, we know that this is referring to Aaron and Chur. So once we already know this is referring to Aaron and Chur, so why does it have to say their names again? That they're the ones holding up his hands. We also have to understand, it says, Vayhi yadav emunah ad bo ha-shemesh. Rashi sham omer, Vayhi Moshe yadav be'emunah. Prusot ha-shamayim betfila ne'emana v'nechona. That Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were spread out to the heavens with prayer, faithful and correct. Ma ze tfila ne'emana v'nechona? Ma perush ha-milim? Is tefillah she'ina ne'emana v'nechona? What is it? We also have to understand that first it should tell us that Moshe was standing in tefillah, and then tell us it was ne'emana v'nechona. So how do you know he's b'chal standing in tefillah? Pasuk doesn't say anything about tefillah. It just says his hands were. They were holding a vahi yadav emunah bo hashemesh to get the kodem shuut palel, and then tell us that it was a good tefillah, And who says that it's hands? Who says it's talking about tefillah b'chla? If a katuf was shum davar al tefillah. Tefillah is with your mouth, not with your hands. It seems that there's a connection between vayiyad v'emunah to the vayikhu evan. Ma kesha? Ma'naf gamina klapa yad of shel Moshe if he was sitting or he was standing. The ikar is vayiyad v'emunah ad bo ha-shemesh. V'gam tzich levayer shim ma'asav shel Moshe. Ba'alato l'roshe gava yu bayot yadav v'emunah dayinu tefillah. If it's true that Moshe goes to the top of this mountain and he's davening, so what does it mean when it says in Pasuk Tes, "Vayomer Moshe Yoshua b'chal lenu anashim, v'tzehi lachem ba'amalek, machar anotzini nitzav arosh ha'giva, u'mateh Elohim b'yadi"? What's the mateh Elohim doing in his hand? What's it kashu? Ayin ba'al shich, b'ramban b'pasuk tet. We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Yer Aleph, "Vayi kasher yarim ed Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael, v'kasher yaniach yado v'gavar amalek." אז כתוב במשנה בראש השנה, משנה מפורסמת, הובא כאן ברש"י. וכי ידיו של משה עושות מלחמה ושוברות מלחמה, אלא לומר לך, כל זמן שהיו ישראל מסתכלים כלפי מעלה, ומשעבדים את ליבם לאביהם שבשמיים היו מתגברים, ואם לאו היו נופלים. אז לכאורה ישנה כאן סתירה. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands making or breaking the war. No, it's telling you, if the Jews are looking heavenwards, and they're meshabed their hearts to their Father in heaven, they're mezgaber, and if not, they were falling. So the chor, there is a steer here, because in Pasuk Aleph, it's totally be a daim shel Moshe. And we see that in the Mishnah, that it has nothing to do with tefillah. It's to be meshabed their lev lavim shbashamayim. Calls man she saw mistakim klapi malam mishabim slim libim levim shvashamayim, they'd win. So here you see that it's talui in the mishabim libim levim shvashamayim. And then vayter and pasuk yud beis vayi yada v'emunah, Rashi says it's tefillah. So which one is it? Is it tefillah or is it mishabim libim levim shvashamayim? Tak in the Targum Yonos ben Uziel, vayi yada vayi kasher yarim kad zakif Moshe yado b'tzloi. He said it's tak talking about tefillah. But l'chayra, we see not like that in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. In the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says that it's talking about, it's not tefillah. He lifts his hands, and then the Jews are Meshabed Libam Levim Shvashamayim. Pasuk Yud Beis is Vahi Yadav Emunah. That's tefillah, that's one Lashon. And here it's Kasher Yarim Yadav. It's Mashmah, it's two different inyanim. And then it says in the Mishnah that are the hands of Moshe making or breaking the war? Are the hands of Moshe is tefillah? So why can't we say that taka they are making or breaking the war? Because if the hands of Moshe are really tefillah, like we see in Pasuk Yud Beis, so why can't we say that the war really depends on the hands of Moshe? Because the hands of Moshe are tefillah. So what's the kasha b'chla? The al shech amad al zeh. Also it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vahi kasher yarim Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael. It says yado lashon yachid. In Pasuk Yud Beis, when it talks about vehi yadav emun, it says yadav lashon rabim. As ish lanu po chavila shel kushiyot, areima shel kushiyot, ve'anachnu tzichim lanot aleihem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu Torat emet kedei shenavin otah. Zo avodah shelanu. מוריי ורבותיי, הבה נתחיל. נתחיל ונאמר. כתוב בפסוק ט', בחר לנו אנשים. לשן רבים. משה רבנו tells Yeshua, choose for us people. What's for us? If he means those who are mitzvave, those who are commanded to wage war. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to wage war. And if it's in those who were actually waging the war, So that's Yoshua, not Moshe. So what's the Lanu? So there's already a Rashi, famous Rashi. He was Mashve Kavod Yoshua, Kavod Shelo. Gam tzichim lavin et ma shekotuv b'Rashi, shemaze b'chal lanu anashim, giborim v'yirei chet, shetei zchutam misayatan. We want Giborim and Yirei Chet, they should have a schus that helps them. In the Maisa, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yoshua holds that Nashim are Nashim Giborim. And Rabbi Lazar holds that it's Yirei Chet. It's not Anashim Giborim, it's Yirei Chet. There's a machlekes Tanaim. Is it Giborim or is it Yirei Chet? And Rashi brings both. Why does Rashi? Which one is it? Is it Machlokes? Why does Rashi say both opinions? Decide which one is correct. As Mizeh Nira'a, Sherei Katuv B'Parashat Ki Tetzeh, B'Tvarim, B'Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Chet, Asher Karcha Baderech, V'Yizanev B'cha Kol Enecha Shalim Acharecha, V'Ata Ayef V'Yagea, V'Lo Yarei Elohim. Shebepashtut, ma shekatuv v'lo yarei Elohim, mityaches l'bnei Yisrael. So when it says in Kisetze, we're going to read the Shabbos. Asher korcha baderech, and they cut off kol enecha shalem acharecha, ve'at ha'oyef v'yogea v'lo yarei Elohim. That it says, lo, they didn't fear God, it's talking about the Jewish people. Like it says here in the Mechilta from Elazar Hamadoi, see there, see the Rachaim HaKadosh and Parshas Kisetze, see the Sifri, see Rashi. As mevoar mizeh sheba malek, lo rak laharog otam, ulahashmidam, dahainu vayizanev b'cha, ela ba malek gam, levatel, et hayiras elokim shelahem, ha'idei melchamtoi, vayira miponav ha'meviya memeil abitel hayira me'ashem. So what was Amalek trying to do? They were trying to destroy Yiras Shemayim. How are they destroying Yiras Shemayim? By making sure that we're fearing them and we're not fearing God. That's how to get Yiras Shemayim. We're fearing them and we're not fearing Hashem. So that's what it means, V'lo Yarei Elokim. Referring to the Jewish people. Rashi says in Asher Korcha Baderech, he says the Lo Yarei Elokim is talking about Amalek. But in Asher Korcha Baderech, he says they want to Lashon Keri V'Tum Shem Etaman B'Mishkav Zocher. That's what they did. They were woke. The woke Amalekites. They were Metame the Jews with Mishkav Zocher. That's Mevatel Yiras Shemayim. Now again, Rashi holds that Lo Yarei Elokim is referring to Amalek, but Alko Panim, Pash Pshat could be, says some learn, that Lo Yarei Elokim is referring to the Jewish people. The Jewish people didn't fear God. And that's the only way Amalek had room to be Paul. They had room to be active over here because the Jewish people lacked the Yiras Elokim. Mechil to the end of the parish they bring from Rabbi Yoshua, Shabbat Amalek, Lazikit Yisrael mitachat kanfei avim shba Shemayim. אמר משה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, רשע זה בא לאבד בניך מתחת כנפיך, ספר תורה שנתת לה, מי יקרא בו? So the Mechilta says, brought from Dibur Rabbi Yeshua, that Amalek comes to harm the Jewish people from under the wings of their father in heaven. And Moshe Rabbeinu says in front of Hashem, ריבונו של עולם, this Rasha is coming to destroy your children from under your wings. The Sefer Torah that you gave them, who's going to read it? אז מבואר גם, שהייתה כאן מלחמה רוחנית. They wanted to take the Jews out from under Kanfei Ashchina, the wings of the Shechina. They wanted to be mevatel their shaychus, their connection to Hashem, and therefore Rashi holds. The Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua are not arguing. And we had two opinions we saw before in the Mechilta. Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua holds Anashim Giborim. Rabbi Eliezer holds Anashim Yirei Chet. And they're both right. Because on one hand, you need Giborim for a regular war, but there's also a spiritual war going on here. So you need Yirei Chet. They need the schus of their Yira to win the war. So that's what the Anashim, they're both strong warriors, and they're Yirei Chet. And talk in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Mem Dalet, it says there, Gam Giborim, Gam Yirei Shamayim. And that's why they have to be Yirei Shamayim, because V'lo Yirei Elokim. We lack Yirei Shamayim, so in order to make sure that we win the war, we needed Dafka soldiers who had Yirei Shamayim. So that's what the war is about, to weaken our Yirei Shamayim. That's what gave them the power to fight, and that's what they were fighting against. And that's what it says, B'chal Lanu. This is Sefer Chachamim, and Oschaf brings from the Sefer Divrei David of the Taz, that the Bechira B'Yehoshua Haita al Pi Adam Mevo'ar, B'Gemara B'Mesechet Bava Batra, B'Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel, She'ein Zar'o Shel Amalek Nimsar Ela B'Yedei Zar'o Shel Yosef. ובשביל זה אמר משה ליהושע להילחם בעמלק, כי עמלק הוא זרעו של עשיו. That the Bechir of Yehoshua was based on, says the Taz, was based on the Gemara Bava Basra, Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, that the Zer of Esav is given over to the Zer of Yosef, and that's why Moshe said to Yehoshua to wage war against Amalek, because Amalek is the Zera of Esav. Yehoshua is the Zera of Yosef. And Zera of Esav is given over to the Zera of Yosef. And in fact, in the Torah Tamima, and the Torah Shlem over here, they bring from Psikta Rabosi, Perek Yud Gimel, and from Shmois Rabu, Parsha Chavov, from the Mechilta of Rashbi, and from the Tanchum at the end of Parashas Kitzetze, that write that the Bechira of Yehoshua was because he was Mizaru Shel Yosef. And that's all Klapei the Mulchama Agashmis. But that's why Bechar Lanu, for you, you're Yehoshua, so you're also involved in this war. But then there's the Mulchama Ruchnis, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's job to win this war, as we're going to see. And therefore it's Lanu, because we have the Mulchama of Moshe Mitzad the Ruchnis and Yehoshua Mitzad the Gashmis. And that's why you need Yirei Chet Mitzad Moshe, Mitzad the Yerushamayim, Mitzad the Ruchnis, and you need the Mulchama Gashmis, Bechar Lanu Nashim Gibor. You need warriors like the Israeli army is Zocha to have. These warriors, some of whom are tremendous Yirei Shamayim. You hear after they pass on, after they fall in battle, what tzaddikim some of these young men were. Tremendous. So we need Yirei Shamayim and we need Giborim. Baruch Hashem, we have today and we had back then. And that's why it says a lashon rabim of Bechar Lanu. Vekamuvan ma shekotev Rashi. Bepasuk Yud Bet me'amechilta. And what it says, Videi Moshe kveidim. שבשביל שנתעצל במצווה ומינה אחר תחתיו נתייקרו ידיו. So it says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were heavy? Because he was lazy. You know, Chazal don't mince words. He was lazy in doing the mitzvah and he appointed somebody else. That was an expression of his laziness. And Memela, his hands became heavy. Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so he paid the price, he was punished. So the Taz asked, wait a second, it's Yehoshua's job to wage war, since he's Mizaru Shel Yosef. So what's the laziness over here? So he says, the laziness is, why did he say to Yehoshua, you choose? Moshe Rabbeinu should have done the choosing himself. But the Chorah, if Yehoshua was the Nilcham, he should be Boichar as Hanashim. What's the answer? So based on what we said, when he says Bechar Lanu, it's Anashim Yirei Chet. That's Klapei the Mulcham of Moshe vis-a-vis Moshe's Mulcham. And for that you need Yirei Chet. And then Vayter, there's the Mulcham of Yehoshua. And for that, you need Giborim. But Moshe Rabbeinu should have chosen the Yirei Chet. So there was an Atzlus of Moshe. So that's what Rashi there means, Chazal mean. לפי זה נראה שעיקר מלחמתו של משה בזה הייתה להגביר בהם את האמונה ויראת השמיים. שבזה מלבד שיש בזה ניצחון המלחמה הרוחנית של עמלק, הייתה למעט את יראת השמיים ואמונה שלהם, הרי בזכות זה שניצח, בזה משה וגברה בהם יראת שמיים, ממילא ניצח יהושע בניסים ונפלאות, שעשה לו הקדוש ברוך הוא בזכות מדרגתם של ישראל באמונה ויראת שמיים. So the עיקר מלחמה of Moshe was to empower them with אמונה, יראת שמיים. So first of all, they're winning the spiritual war over Amalek. Amalek wants to weaken our Yiras Shemaim. That's what gave them the koach to fight us in the first place, and that's what they're fighting against. And once we win in Yiras Shemaim, so Mameli Yoshua is going to win with Nisim and Neflos the physical war. B'schus the Madrega of Moshe. It says in the Mechilta, Ela kol zman sheya Moshe magbiya at yadav klapei mala, hayu Yisrael mistaklim. ומאמינים במי שפיקד את משה לעשות כן. והמקום עושה להם ניסים וגבורות. When Moshe Rabbeinu was raising his hands and the Jews were looking up, and they believed the one who commanded Moshe to make this war, so Hashem does miracles for them. So you see, the Emunah wins wars. והנה מה שכתוב פסוק ת' ויאמר משה וכו', מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה, ומעתה אלוהים בידי דהיינו, שאתה צא ילחם במלאק שיהיה מלחמה גשמית. So that's what it says. Moshe said, tomorrow I'm going to stand on the top of the giver, and there's going to be the staff of God in my hand. So you wage war against Amalek the Melcham HaGashmis. And tomorrow I'm going to stand on Rosh HaGivah b'tfilah. Klapei the Melcham HaRuchnis vis-a-vis the spiritual war. And therefore you're going to win the war with Nisim and Neflos like we saw in the Mechilta. That's Mat Elohim B'yadi. What is the Mat Elohim? That does miracles. And we know that staff of Moses is always coming up. Whenever there are miracles being done, there is the staff of Moses. Shalei amate hu ha-semel le-otot u-le-moftim she-asa Hashem li-Yisrael. Ne'emar b'zeh she-ha-melchama shel Moshe al-yedei anochi nitzav al-rosh ha-givah. And that's going to bring the nisim and the flos b'melchamto shel Yoshua. With this matah that shayach to nisei Hashem. That's what it says here in the Mechilta. ומתה אלוהים בידי, אמר משה לפני המקום, ריבונו של עולם, ומתה הזה הוצאת את ישראל ממצרים, ומתה הזה קראת להם את הים, ומתה הזה עשית להם ניסים וגבורות, ומתה הזה תעשה להם ניסים וגבורות בשעה הזאת. You're ready to do so many miracles with this matah, God. Do another one now. And on that it says in verse 10, ויעש יהושע כאשר אמר לו משה, להילחם בעמלק. And Joshua did as Moses told him to wage war against Amalek. Moshe ve'Aaron v'Chur alu al Rosh HaGiva. And Moshe, Aaron, and Chur went to the top of the valley. In other words, Yoshua went for Melchama im Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu went to his war. His spiritual Rosh HaGiva. And then we have the Pasuk to tell us what happened. What the Mahalach of the Melchama was. So it says in Pasuk, Yud Vayas Yoshua Kasher Ma Moshe, he wages war, and Moshe, Aaron, and Chur go up to the top of the hill. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hands, the Jewish people prevail. The Jewish people prevail, and we would lower his hand, the Amalek would prevail. And then the hands of Moshe were heavy, and take an Evan, they put it under him, and Aaron Chor holding up his hand, via Evan would have brought Shemesh, and then Vayter Pasuk Yud Gimel, it worked. Vayachalo Shiyoshu es Amalek, ves Amo, lefi Charev. And they weakened Amalek. So those are the two, which is the Gemara and Siyam HaMelchama. So these are the two different parts of the Melchama. Melchama Gashmis, Yoshua fighting, and then Melchama Ruchnis of Moshe on the top of the hill. Rav nirah shehatzliyah shel melchamto shel Moshe biyotah b'rosh ha-giv'ah, like it says, the Moshe and Chor went up to the Rosh ha-giv'ah, The purpose was lif'ol et hagbarat ha'emuna shel bnei Yisrael sheba lehem miri'iyatam et tfilato shel Moshe shehiya b'rosh ha'giva. שהייתה בהגבת ידיים לשמיים שגם את זה ראו כל בני ישראל. So what's the point here? The point is that we want to be poel, and an empowerment and increasing of our emunah. The emunah of the Jewish people, when they see the tefillah of Moshe, who is at the head of the top of the hill. That's how everybody saw him. In other words, the point is they wanted to empower the Jews with emunah, strengthen their emunah. And that's when he's raising his hands to the heaven. That's what they saw. The Ramban in Pasuk Tes. V'atam shetziva Moshe siyoshu l'lochem ba'amolik ba'avur shiyispalu b'nesiyas kapayim al rosh ha'giva. V'al Hashem kadei sheyiras Yisrael ha'nulchamim v'yasim einu aleim l'toivah. וגם הם יראו עושה פריס כנף אבא שמיימה, ומר בה בתפילה, ויבטחו בו ויוסיפו אומץ וגבורה. So that's exactly what the Ramban says, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven, the Jews are going to see him, he's going to see them, have an ayin tova, they're going to see him davening, and they're going to have bitachon. See how bitachon helps him l'chama. And it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in the 44th parak that the Jewish people daven behemshech l'tfilaso shel Moshe. So this stems in general with what we're saying, that we want to be magbir the emunah and the Jewish people. And then the Jewish people see that it's all from God, and he's koveh who wins, and therefore the hatzlacha is from him. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. V'chiyadu shel Moshe oisis mulchama. שהרי כנתבר מפורש מהפסוקים, שידיו של משה עניין של מלחמה הוא, ולא רק זכות של תפילה. מהי המלחמה שבזה? בכי ידיו עושות מלחמה? So that's the kash of the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. That, where do you see Moshe Rabbeinu waging war with his hands? It says that when he raised his hands, the Jewish people would prevail. So you see there's a milchama here. But what's the milchama? His hands aren't waging war. So where's the milchama? And on that, the Mishnah answers that when they see the tefillah of Moshe, when they see his hands going towards heaven, they're mishaber der lev lavim shebashamayim. Then they believe in God, and therefore his hands were tackled waging the war, the spiritual war. Amalek comes upon them, and now they're waging war against Amalek. And as long as they win this war, so v'gavar Yisrael, rakish chas v'shalom nechleshu b'mulchama zu, as v'gavar Amalek. So on one hand, it's tali b'yadav shel Moshe. And on the other hand, it's tali in the tefillah of Moshe. So again, we have the Moshe Rosh Rabbeinu spiritual war. How's he waging a spiritual war? That he's davening to Hashem, and he's also raising his hands, and when the Jews see him, they realize who's in charge. Who determines the victor? And the answer is, those were the Hashem. And as long as they were believing that, then they were winning. And if not, they were losing. So on one hand, it's telling his tefillah because they see him davening. On the other hand, because he's davening, on the other hand, it's also because they see his hands. When they see him davening, they're going to have the proper emunah. And that's how he's waging the spiritual war. With his tefillah, he's davening, and then Memela, the Jewish people are gonna be empowered, spiritually empowered in the war to beat the enemy, because they're having emunah. When they see Moshe's raised hands, they're gonna now have more emunah. So both pesukim are true. The pasuk about him davening is true, B'yad Avimuna. And also the pasuk about the Jews seeing him being Meshabbat Levi and Levim Shemayim. When they see him davening, so then they're going to have more Amunah. They're going to have more Amunah. They're going to win. So that's stage one of this journey. And we still have a lot more to say. So ana yisharu imanu v'ezrat Hashem namshich. Toda rabba she'ezantem b'lina namshich. Shalom, shalom.